The State of Animal Agriculture, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. With so many animal activist groups out there who sometimes even violently oppose the notion that animals are used in the food supply, I had a conversation with Hannah Thompson Weeman concerning how she feels animal agriculture is doing.
2017 is actually the 30th anniversary for the Animal Agriculture Alliance, so we have seen so many changes in animal agriculture and in consumer perception and how we communicate with consumers over those 30 years that we're very excited about how things are going right now in 2017. As consumers have gotten more and more interested in food production, it's a great thing. It's a wonderful trend, and we're able to communicate directly with consumers using social media a lot more easily than we could back in 1987 when we didn't even have a website, much less a social media presence because it didn't exist. We're able to connect directly with our consumers and share what's going on farms and ranches and help answer their questions, which is a wonderful thing. Unfortunately, the internet and the abundance of information and misinformation allows activist groups to push out a lot of myths and scary things and things designed to make consumers question animal agriculture and whether they should be eating our products. It's a very interesting time and new developments are happening every day, but of course, we're very positive. We're very excited about the future of animal agriculture. The vast majority of the population, I think the number is 97%, eats milk, meat, and eggs and enjoys those products, obviously, because they are delicious and they have a role to play in a balanced and healthy diet.
David Sparks.